Last Word on Today FM.
Last Word of Music Time with Dee Reddy and John Cadell. So if Robbie Williams was able to fill Croke Park, presumably no bother for Take That to fill the Aviva Stadium next year, Dee.
I would think no bother whatsoever. They have announced that their iconic live show, The Circus, is going to be coming to the Aviva Stadium on July 4th, 2026.
What's iconic about it?
The press release.
I know.
No, in fairness, I saw Take That in The Point a couple of years ago. I want to say maybe around 2018, 2019. Mm. And it was a fantastic show. Like, I was ever so slightly too young to have been an uber fan of theirs back in the day. Although I do remember the first thing that I ever had to debate in school, so I would have been about 12, was obviously just around when they'd broken up, because the thing that we were given to debate was whether it was morally wrong that they had broken up because it had upset so many people. So there you go. That if that's not cultural iconography, I don't know what
they
is.
They didn't stay broken up for long, though, did they?
10 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Gary Barlow went solo, was it?
He did. So did Robbie Williams. So did Mark Owen.
But Robbie had left before they broke up, so...
Yeah. But the circus is actually iconic. Mm. It was filmed, and I remember watching it on the television. It must have been about 2011. And I was absolutely blown away by the spectacle of it and all of the elements in the show. So I think this is really interesting that a band have decided to revisit a tour as opposed to, you know, touring a classic album.
In a like different way. Cool.
So it'd be like, say, imagine if U2 said we're bringing back Zoo TV tour and they do the tour 30 years later, or Coldplay do the Russia Blood to the Head tour, or whatever the most iconic tour by each band
or their
band
most
was.
Recent tour, if they could get that CEO back.
Yeah, true. but, you know, like, or maybe if the Stones did their, like, 1972 USA tour. But, you know, it would have to be the show, because the circus was a show and Zoo TV was a show.
Funny you should say that, though, because the circus, I mean, obviously there's a lot of other performers in it. They've got people on stilts, they've got fire breathers and all of that. A lot of the ones you're describing, I wonder, would there be a reticence from artists to do that? Because it would, they naturally, time marches on, they have aged, and therefore the actual showmanship of it, they might not be up to anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's interesting. It's the first time I've seen a band come back and revisit a tour as a tour.
So, okay, yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit from the Circus Tour of 2009, Greatest Day. Fire breathers, the stilt walkers, clowns, acrobats, tap dancers. I wonder, did the 30-foot tall mechanical elephant that they used to ride in, did that go into storage, or would they have disassembled it and they have to reassemble it or make a new one?
Well, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
That is certainly the logistic take on the situation.
Yeah, rock and roll.
But yeah, I'd imagine.
It's not rock and roll under any circumstances, John. Don't be
it's
get
a pretty
real
rock and roll tour, if you ask me. Have you seen it? Have you seen the filmed version of the circus?
No.
It's pretty cool.
Is it?
It's very, very cool. Yeah, it is. It is. Fair play to them.
I see Madonna is back with a new dance album. I saw her in the Aviva and that was not pretty cool.
I remember that was a bit of a washout, that
it
show.
Was.
But she's back with Warner Records, who signed her back in the day. And then she left it to go to, I think, Sony or Universal. And she's back with Warner's now.
Does that make a difference?
Well, they own her back catalogue. of all of her iconic stuff.
She's not releasing her new back catalogue, is she?
I tell you. So now that she's back at Warner's, they can sort of synchronise what they want to do with that back catalogue. So Madonna will have a say in how they control her back catalogue.
If they want to get anything new out of her.
So she'll say, well, we, you know, let's re-release True Blue as a double disc set, and she'll have to get approval in a way that she wouldn't have if she wasn't signed to them. That's only for nerds like you who buy albums. I mean, I think the relationship that an artist,
especially at that level, has with
store the mechanical elephant
in your garage, in your back garden.
I've seen your back garden. They could store it there.
I think the relationship an artist has with their label can actually be a lot more important than people realise, because it's the label that is often providing, you know, production staff and support staff, and that can make or break an artist, an album, regardless of how talented you are.
Didn't Warner's give her her vanity label, Maverick Records, who then signed Alanis Morissette and had a massive hit?
Has there ever been a more vanity label name
than Maverick? Yeah.
There are some people who think that Confessions on a Dance Floor would be her best 21st century album, which came with Warner Brothers. That's 20 years old.
Yeah, Madam X didn't do much. MDMA wasn't great either. I think, yeah, Confessions on a Dance Floor was the one that had hung up as the lead single, one of the only times ABBA allowed one of their songs to be sampled.
Let's hear a bit of that.
Oh, very good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and Stuart Price, who worked on that album, is back for this new dance album too.
So. Carlin Dunleary says, Iron Maiden have been taking old stage sets out on the road, etc., recreating previous tours from the 1980s.
That's right now.
That's really cool.
The Maiden England tour, I think they redid again. Yeah, actually, I'd forgotten about that.
And another one says, Metallica revisited the S&M tour, Symphony and Metallica, and called it S&M 2.
But was it the same set list? And will the circus be the same set list? Hardly.
I would imagine so. There's a fair amount of work now sinking that many fire breathers to your songs. You're not going to mess around on the simple stuff.
Yeah. The circus is up there for me as one of the best concerts ever. They were doing show vibes before Coldplay did their thing. Yeah,
there you are.
Okay, right. Tell us about Sabrina Carpenter joining the Muppets.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
God, it's so exciting.
Don't get me started on the Muppets. I absolutely adore the Muppets. Anyway, so...
Are you a man or a Muppet of a man?
See, that's a dreadful song.
I see. Okay, well, that's 2011's Muppet movie, which Jason Segel starred in and co-wrote, because he was on a high from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and he was basically told, you can do whatever you want, and he said, I want to make a Muppet movie. Yeah. And it was fantastic. It was the kind of reprisal of them from their...
I think there was a coarseness to that movie that didn't fit with the Muppets.
No, I think there was just such a general sweetness to it, so agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay.
But Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords did a lot of the music.
Yes,
and I think, though, Am I a Man or a Muppet of a Man, it sounds weird to Irish ears because of how we would use the word Muppet.
Yeah, well, I know how I would use the word Muppet, and that's like massive respect.
Yes.
Anyway, the Muppets are coming back. Disney Plus are doing a special with Sabrina Carpenter as the guest star. It's going to be a brand new The Muppet Show. Now, they're also saying there's going to be what's called a backdoor pilot. So if it goes well, that they will announce and fund a brand new series of The Muppet Show. Now, the only thing that I have an issue with is that things were a lot easier back then. Things weren't as cynical back then in the 70s, and The Muppet Show was very, very sweet. And the Muppets in the 21st century, I think, have, in order to keep up with the times, they have lost some of their innocence and what made them special in the first place. I'm referring to the coarseness of the Muppet movie. And they just seem to be a bit wink, wink, and they never were.
No, that I agree with you, actually. Mm. Like the Liza Minnelli episode of the original Muppet Show, sorry, going total nerd now, this is my moment, is actually, there's a lot of, it was more that it was the wink, wink, stuff that would go over kids' heads, but that their parents might get. And there was a huge amount of that in the Liza Minnelli episode. So I don't know that I agree that they have moved away from that. There's certainly stuff within the wider Henson empire under the steering of his son. They did a very, very kind of,
I don't know what's
gone
wrong with the algorithms for my Instagram feed, but I've been getting videos of the Muppets various acts coming up.
Well,
and
so
there was one that I did actually quite enjoy the other day. It was Kermit doing David Byrne of Talking Heads.
Yeah, that's a classic.
A lot of people would be Googling Matt Cooper Muppet.
It's a reverse algorithm,
okay,
I think.
Right. Oh, that's a good explanation, John. What's your pick of the week, John?
Oh, I'm delighted. Actually, this is a really good week for me because we've the first new music from Aerosmith in 13 years, and thank God it's not crap, because their last album, Music from Another Dimension, was the last album. It was two-dimensional. It was dreadful. It was dreadful songwriting by committee. It was safe. It was just awful. So they recorded a new EP with Youngblood, who, of course, met them at the Black Sabbath gig and then the Aussie tribute, the VH1 tribute, and they've recorded four new songs together. And there's also a remix of one of their Aerosmith's older songs, Back in the Saddle.
Is Steven Tyler singing?
Steven Tyler singing. But, I mean, I approached this on Friday with not a small degree of trepidation because Steven's voice suffered to the point that they had to stop touring.
Wow.
But listen to this. This is the strongest Aerosmith melody in years. Listen to Joe Perry's guitar, the drums courtesy of Matt Sorum, and listen to Stephen's voice. This is called My Only Angel.
Sounds great.
Now,
you're smiling, John.
I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Yeah, because I was gutted when I heard that they'd stopped touring. I thought if his voice is gone or if he's damaged his vocal cords, we'll never hear anything else from them. So to get a new 5-track EP is just brilliant.
What's your pick of the week, T?
Mine is from the Dublin-based band Doug. So it's made up of Californian Johnny Pickett and Scottish-American artist Lorcan O'Reilly. Their debut album came out last Friday on Clatter Records. It's fantastic. These guys, though, they're just like straight out of the gates. Their debut single was Grammy nominated, and this just shows that there's a lot more to come from them.
This is Have At It.
I'm gonna wash my hands of this world. I'm gonna join the band of the birds. And I will scrub till they bleed, and my blood will stain the earth when I wash my hands of this world. Won't you lend me a dollar for the fare? I know heaven is a long way from here. And all my money has been spent on
That wins out. That's better than everything.
Nice.
That's great. I like
you
that.
You love the album, so, Matt, actually. There's loads like that on it.
Okay, all right. Very good. Thank you very much, both of you. I think we've run out of time, unfortunately. So thank you very much, D. Reddy and John Cadell.
The Last Word on Today FM.